I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas, and joining us right now is an old friend of the program from Shell, Dave Waterman. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, sir. How about yourself?
Doing great. Excellent turnout this year at Super Rigs in Joplin. This was a big, big show.
Yeah, it was a nice getting back to Joplin. The last time we were there, as you remember, was right after their one-year anniversary for the devastating tornadoes that went through.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see how much of the town has been put back together, but yet there's still a lot of rebuilding going on. So bringing a show like Super Rigs to town and generating some revenue for the folks in the town and the businesses, it felt good.
Yeah, it was really great to be back there. Such an inviting, as many of the Super Rigs communities have been over the years. We've been so blessed to, you know, have these folks, these local folks, really open up their doors and going into the parade for lights at night. Again, downtown Joplin, once again, so super in the way that they were just so welcoming. They put out the welcome mat for us once again, and it was really great to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, the town in general, they are trucking.
You know, yeah.
It's just physically located in the right spot, but they know what the trucking industry is all about and how it contributes to everyone's lives, and they support us. So it was really good, and they liked it to see those beautiful works of art up close and personal on
yeah.
that truck parade.
Yeah.
The town had a blast.
It's great. A lot of things going on. You folks are, of course, fun events like Super Rigs, and then your day job of keeping up with all the different categories, and we're going to talk about, in fact, the new engine oil categories in just a moment. But the new portfolio that Shell has, tell us about that portfolio and what's behind it.
Yeah, no, thanks for asking on that, because it is big news, and it's been a long time in the making for us. We've had the scientists working on this probably for the better part of, you know, 6 years.
Right.
And what they did, they looked at the demand by the industry to come out with a new category as a starting point, not as an end game. We weren't just going to be happy if we just met the specs, because Rotella, quite frankly, has never been that oil. Our oil has always led the pack and set the standards by which others try to achieve. So with the new PC11 category, now known as CK4 and FA4, we actually spent millions of dollars and millions of hours, if you will, you know, putting the oils through the riggers to make sure that it would ultimately deliver to the trucker on the road, to the tractors, you know, running in the ag space, to the mining equipment, you know, because Rotella is the product of the masses when it comes to diesel engines. So we wanted to make sure our products set that new standard. Just want to make sure everyone knows, don't worry, we didn't mess up what was working good. We evolved. As we saw this opportunity, we said this is an opportunity for us to make the product even better in terms of its performance that it delivers.
And this is what's really great is I understand you've got some new product in the booth here at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas.
Yep. So everyone's most loved Rotella product is the Rotella T Triple Protection. As part of the new release, we've actually named the Rotella T4 Triple Protection. And we did that because, quite frankly, as you go up in the order from a T1 product, which is our straight weights, all the way up to T6, which is the full synthetic, we wanted to be able to tell a story. And the story was you go up into the progression of the T categories, and you get higher levels of performance. So Triple Protection always fell right in that T4 spot. We were concerned about messing with it. You know, people know it's Triple Protection. If we put T4 with it, is that confusing? Well, we spent a lot of time doing focus groups, and we found out that as long as you don't mess with Triple Protection itself,
right,
that putting T4 there could actually help with that Rotella story about the whole portfolio. So that is the product we have in the booth. It's the new Rotella T4 Triple Protection 15W40. And if you stop in the booth and talk to one of the folks working on the corner right up in front, they'll sign you up for My Miles Matter, or if you're always a My Miles Matter member, they'll give you a free gallon to take back with you.
Nice.
You'll notice the packaging's different. And that, again, we listened. People were saying, you know, we want it where it's clear, it tells a story. So we included some iconography on it. The 1540 is big, bold, where they can see that they're getting the right viscosity grade. So we'd love to share it with people. Stop by and learn about the My Miles Matter loyalty program and take one home with you.
And all this working up to the December deadline, which is the API CK4 and FA4 categories. That will essentially be the standard as of December of this year. Between now and then, it is for Shell, between Shell and the drivers, the end users, it's about educating. It has been. It didn't start here at GATS, of course, but it's been going on for quite some time with your expert Stan Arce and others there at Shell, helping to educate the industry as to what's going on, what's behind the changes, and what to expect. But essentially, I guess your message to owner operators today is: this is the same dependability, the same product, and again, as you said, advancing it to that next level that you would expect from Shell Rotella.
Oh, absolutely. Once we get the official licensing in December, the product's going to carry the CK4 or the FA4 symbol on the back. And that's when we can officially say we meet all of these new standards set by the API. We already know what the requirements were, and we've put our products to the test. So we know when it comes to oxidation, we're off the charts. You know, in fact, Triple Protection, the legacy product, already met the existing CK4 standards on oxidation. But this one, it's even better. So they're going to see just a higher level of performance from this whole new portfolio. Come December, you'll have the full complement, both the CK and the FA products available. But you mentioned education. I just want to go back there for a sec. We've been leading the charge in that space as well. So we came out with whatispc11.com a year ago plus. And ever since then, we've been updating it. Once we knew the names, we changed it to what is CK4 and FA4. Just, again, trying to educate the masses what the industry standards are going to be and what they're going to be called and what they should look towards down the road. We have a series of webinars that are available to help educate, and we have people ready, you know, to talk about it out in the field. We'll be doing a little bit of a road tour coming up in the next month and a half to go to some of the key customers, the big users of our products, and help them understand what these changes mean to them.
And drivers, you can follow along. The main website, of course, is always there, rotella.com. Real simple. Go there and log on and get educated. If you're not up to speed yet on the CK4 and the FA4, make sure that you're educated. This is the future of what's going into your engine. And our folks at our friends there at Shell have been, as you mentioned, Dave, a leader in getting this information out to drivers. So I know that they appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you soon as we learn more about Super Rigs 2017 and everything else that's coming down the road that's exciting from Shell Rotella. Always great talking to you.
Thanks for having us on, Eric.